This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, if you lose your memory, do you want to get it back? We'll talk with the director of a new documentary, Unknown White Male. But first, it's March, and that means madness, as in college basketball. This weekend, the field for the NCAA tournament will be selected, and all this week, teams are trying to win that one last game that will earn them an invite. But there's another basketball tradition we want to discuss now, rushing the court after big wins. It's drawn concern from some school administrators. NPR's Mike Pesca went courtside to bring us this report.
Wednesday night, Hackensack, New Jersey, there was smoke on the water, a fire in the sky, and a fevered glint in the eyes of the Fairleigh Dickinson students. The only thing that stood between their team and a trip to the NCAA tournament was the Monmouth Hawks. The only thing in between the crazed crowd and the court itself was one flimsy barrier and a student in a gray t-shirt that read event staff, Denise Thompson.
Oh, if we win, we're going to be all over the court.
And tell me about, describe this white barrier. How strong is it?
It's strong enough to stay up here by itself, but it's not strong enough when you have 1,000 students running over it.
Can you lift it?
Yeah. I can lift it up with both my hands. One hand, two hands, finger.
Play a part in the movie you've seen 100 times. Maybe you're not Rudy, but you're the guy who hoisted him on your shoulders. Without people like you, who would make up the crowd that Rocky had to fight through to get to his Adrian? From the player's perspective, it's a little different. As a guard on the Fairleigh Dickinson team that went to the NCAA tournament in 1998, Tadarrell Faison was party to court stormings both home and away.
Here, LIU. And when I was at LIU, I didn't think we were going to make it home and on a bus. So it's definitely a scary feeling, but at the same time, it's a good feeling after you win the game.
Ronald Stratton, vice president of the NCAA, is concerned that college basketball celebrations are getting out of hand. He doesn't want to wait until something tragic happens, as was the case with college football, where a student was actually killed when goalposts were dismantled after a victory. He says the line between spectator and participant seems to be blurring.
They're trying to do whatever they can to bring the fan into the same experience as a competitor. And then by doing that, there are some downsides to that. I'm not sure that the crowd, particularly if it's in a frenzy, is caring about the safety of people trying to get on and off the court.
The Southeastern Conference has taken to fining schools if their fans storm the court. In SEC arenas such as Vanderbilt's, public address messages like this one are prominent.
Fans also remember that all fans must stay off the playing court at the end of the game. Violators are subject to arrest and the loss of future ticket privileges.
But at the gym on the FDU campus, no such words were uttered. With less than 10 seconds remaining, Fairleigh Dickinson was clinging to a one-point lead and shooting foul shots. Student Clint Brown was excited.
We want Duke, baby! We want Duke!
You're going on the court?
Yes! We've won it! We're taking over this bad game!
Get over, baby!
But the shooter bricked the foul shot, Monmouth rebounded, quickly outletted, and on a driving layup, took a one-point lead. The implications were clear. The storming would likely come from underneath the other basket. There were 2 seconds left, but a timeout allowed this court storm chaser to switch sides where four busloads of Monmouth fans were assembled. Monmouth student Mark Hutchinson called the game's final moments.
Here we go. Corey Hallett, he runs the sideline. They get a pass. It's intercepted. Monmouth wins,
and with that, Hutchinson and over 100 of his fellow fans were on the court, the barricade having been swiftly removed by arena staff. No one was trampled, but a few Fairleigh Dickinson fans took umbrage at the celebration that they assumed was to be theirs. A small group made their way onto the court and tempers began to rise. Then the most unlikely peacemaker interceded. The Knight, Fairleigh Dickinson's mascot, with plastic horse head towering over everyone, stepped in between the two groups. Rook threatened pawn and the situation was diffused. Monmouth's top scorer and tournament MVP, Marcus Alston. Yeah, that guy described the game's final moments.
The first tip went up in the air, and it was still, the clock was still running. I was just hoping one of their players didn't catch it. Luckily, we got the ball, and man, I don't know, the feeling just rushed over me. For a second, I forgot we won the game, until everybody rushed the court.
Other players would say it was like a movie or a dream, made real, as Alston said, by the sight of fans storming the court. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.